This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on on a daily basis doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, Brian Billing alongside. He's got the second half play-by-play call of tonight's game between Sidney and Lebanon. The Sidney boys go at it against the Lebanon Warriors here at Vandalia Butler in a Division I sectional tournament game. Terrific season for Sidney this year. 18-4 overall in 22 games. 16-2 first in the Valley Division of the MVL. Won the last four, seven of the final eight. Yellow Jackets on a roll. Head coach John Willoughby in year number five has done a marvelous job. I know a lot of folks around town in Sidney and Shelby County said way back in October and November toward the end of the football season that the Sidney basketball team might go 500, maybe a little better than that, but boy, they have really overachieved. John wouldn't tell you that. He had a lot of faith in this club from day one, and this team has excelled here in 2021-22. That's for sure. The opponent, Lebanon, 9-13 overall, 8-8 in the Eastern Cincinnati Conference. And this club is coached by a gentleman whose last name you may be able to connect with, Nathan Chivington. Coached at Fairborn, played at Miami East, outstanding player for the Vikings back in the day. Led his team to the state tournament, lost in a cliffhanger in the state title game, almost won that. But he is on the bench for Lebanon, as I mentioned, a participant in the Eastern Cincinnati Conference. Lebanon survived a five-game losing streak in mid-season. Split its last four games right down the middle, 2-2. Sidney Yellow Jackets led, of course, by Sam Reynolds and Jaden Swagger, both at 16 points a game. Miles Vordemark at 9, Julius Spradling at 8, Landon Davis at 5. Sidney loves to get up and down the floor and go. Lebanon, a little more patient, may try to slow the score down. Sidney averaging 60, Lebanon about 50. Lebanon doesn't want to score more than 10, 12 points a quarter. That is not Sidney style. The Yellow Jackets will fast break in transition whenever the possibility arises in this game tonight. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components, that's for sure. Sidney, not a big team, does shoot the three-point ball pretty well at 34%. That forces a lot of turnovers. This club is averaging 9 steals a game as Sidney. Big key component, scoring from Reynolds and Swagger, forcing Lebanon into mistakes. Lebanon's got to take care of the basketball and generate the per-game scoring average from Cam O'Connor, 5'11 senior, 14 per outing. In fact, he may need to get more than that, more like 17 or 18, in order for Lebanon to contend here tonight. Those are the key building components for these two clubs, Sidney and Lebanon. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, Chuck, as I recall, your first year here on ScoresBroadcast.com was the season that the Houston Wildcats under head coach John Willoughby went all the way to the state Final Four. Wow. What a campaign that was. John and I had practiced the other day in the Sidney gym. We're reminiscing about that campaign. Three tournament triumphs over Minster, Franklin Monroe, and Fort Loramie. Three teams that beat Houston during the regular season.
Yeah, they were teams that sometimes it's a special season, and that was for Houston. And they had a heck of a run through the tournament, got to Columbus, and they did not embarrass themselves over there. They played a nice game, but what a memory for those kids, and what a memory for the town, because they have been on hard times, and I would love to see them, get a good group and get back into what Houston basketball used to be, because it used to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. John, well known for coaching to the talent and skill level and attributes of the team he has. Obviously, Sidney, Division One, a lot different than Aston was way back when in Division Four.
Well, there's a difference in how you coach. I mean, because you know, there's a difference in the kids. Maybe Division One, Division Four. The Division One kids maybe have a few more things that they can get into.
Right.
So you got to keep track of them a little bit more. But he was real successful in Houston, and he has come to Sidney and not missed a beat. Got him a good job at the high school, where he can sit, put his feet up, watch TV all day, and then come coach basketball at night.
And continue to watch TV, or I should say videotape, opponents upcoming.
Yeah. Let's say that's what he's doing.
Okay. But the Sidney boys thumped their last four opponents, Troy, Tippecanoe, West Carrollton, and Greenville, beating Troy 55-51, Tippecanoe 45-42. That was a big one because it threw the Valley Division into a, or I should say, it threw the two top teams in the MVL, Tippecanoe and the Miami, Sidney in the Valley, into a two-loss tie. And then, fortunately for Sidney, along came Greenville, which Sidney beat 67-50 on Friday, February 11th. Along came the Green Wave, which knocked off Tip City, and thus Sidney winds up with the best record by one full game in the MVL this year, and of course wins the Valley Division.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a good thing for all of those teams to get away from the GWOC. It was just a situation where the Centervilles and the Waynes were just too much for them. It's a good situation now, football and basketball, for all the schools in the MVL. It was a good move.
Sydney's only four losses this year: at Sidney, December 14th, 67-55. At Tippecanoe on January 4th, 67-60. Home against Northmont on January 18th, 58-51. And St. Mary's was a team that Sidney played on Saturday night, January 29th, a very big club, low-scoring game. St. Mary's won that by a tally of 37-33. As we mentioned, Sidney got revenge against Tip, beating the Red Devils on February 8th by a score of 45-42, and then the Red Devils responded by dropping a big game to Greenville.
Well, that was very nice of them to do that. And you talked about Coach Shivington and Miami East. I want to throw in there, the team they lost to in the state tournament was Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's and LeBron James, and they took them to, I was there, they took them to the wire. So I wanted to throw that in, because that was a heck of a game and a heck of an opponent.
I'd like to sit down and spend an hour with Nate reminiscing about that game.
Yeah.
Have him recall as much of it quarter by quarter by quarter, and maybe play by play by play, if he could, because I don't recall the score, but I know it was tight.
Oh, I'm telling you, Miami East, I think they had a lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I believe so, too. Sidney and Lebanon upcoming here in just a few minutes. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee. Bryant Billing is along. He's got the play-by-play call of the second half tonight. Bryant was at the Sidney Girls Contest at Troy earlier this evening, and the Sidney ladies knocked off Beaver Creek to advance to a big game on Monday against the Franklin Bellbrook winner at Troy. Understand tip-off time, what, 7 o'clock, Bryant, on Monday?
7:30
Monday night. The Franklin Bellbrook winner, that game going on right now against the Sidney girls, which have won twice in tournament play already, and we'll have that coverage for you. That's a great night for us to cover the Sidney girls team against the Bellbrook Franklin winner on the air, 7 o'clock on Monday. Tip at 7:30 from Troy. Many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sidney, south of Anna, 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sidney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Gaffney. We've got you covered. Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GaffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner way back in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online, securecom.com. Again, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. We'll have a 1 minute radio station break upcoming here in a matter of seconds. A 1 minute break upcoming here very shortly. New underwriting sponsors just in the last few weeks here on scoresbroadcast.com include Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, other Ohio cities, and towns in six states. Brunson Welding and Customized Street Legal Golf Carts in Anna. Knox Machinery, located in Franklin. We say hello to Jerry Garrett, general manager, who lives in Fort Loramie, and to Nick Meyer, sales engineer, also in Fort Loramie, from Knox Machinery. The Cell Phone Shop, located in Harshman Plaza off Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Mention scoresbroadcast.com. Get a big savings, 15% off. They can repair your phone from any kind of damage, including water. Cell Phone Shop, North Dayton. And we'd like to say hello to a couple of other new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Family Resource Center, which began with us during the football season, FRCOhio.com, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney. We believe people recover. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorshealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Psalm McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And with us in another week or so, real privilege to have on board Airstream, Inc., a number of production positions available at Airstream in Jackson Center. So join the team at Airstream, Airstream, Inc., in Jackson Center. 1 minute radio station break is next. Sydney Yellow Jackets return to the floor. They are adorned in the road black. Lebanon, the home team, on the scoreboard here tonight, attired in white. 5 minutes away from the tip, Sydney versus Lebanon. 1 minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Once again here, Vendalia Butler, Bryant Billing alongside. Bryant covered for the Sydney Daily News earlier tonight the Sydney's girls' win over Beaver Creek. Won it fairly easily. Way to go, Yellow Jacket ladies, who will come back on Monday at 7:30 to take on the Bellbrook-Franklin winner. That game going on right now at Troy.
Well, that was the first time I had seen Sydney was on Saturday. The girls, young and talented. This is going to be a nice run for them, and hopefully they go a long way, but boy, the future is bright for them.
Yeah, they can shoot the basketball. It's a skilled bunch.
Oh, they do shoot it well, and they pressure. They're quick. They just do it, and what an outstanding job they do coaching them. That was fun to watch on Saturday.
Indeed. The winner of this Sydney-Lebanon game comes back on Tuesday, February 22nd at 7:30 here at Vidalia Butler to take on Tecumseh, which knocked out Pickwick fairly easily, pulled away in the second half. Won by, what, 11, Chuck?
Yeah, I think the final was 9. Pickwick came back, tied it up early in the fourth quarter, but then ran out of steam. But, you know, Tecumseh's got a nice basketball team, but I didn't. Neither one of those teams looked like they probably would have been a threat to Sydney. So Sydney got to get by this one. And they got a looming game with Centerville down the road. So,
yeah, Centerville, Fairborn, Belmont are in the upper bracket of the Dayton 1 Division 1 sectional tournament. Fairborn and Centerville played early at 5:30 tonight. I'm sure the Elks won that game.
It was 31-4 at the end of the quarter, and they had 61 at the half. So,
and the next opponent is Belmont. Should be easy, does it, next Tuesday? And then should Sydney win here tonight and beat Tecumseh, guess what? Sydney's got a date with Centerville on Saturday, February 26th at 7 o'clock.
Hey, you get there and then you take your chances.
Right. Again, the Sydney Yellow Jackets 16-2 by way of record in the MVL. That record good enough to win the Valley easily by 5 games over West Carrollton. And it was the best record overall in the MVL. Tippecanoe won the Miami 15-3. Sydney topped Tippecanoe's record by a full game. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Rushi area sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi at 575 East Main. We say hello to the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Starting lineups in the tip are next. We'll hear from the cell phone shop, a couple other fine sponsors, and then return. It's Sydney Lebanon here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop, Dayton.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Height advantage to Lebanon here tonight. The Warriors start a senior 6'7 lad, Andrew Cleaver, 8 points a game. And also in the opening five is 6'4 junior Ben Smith, 6 points a game. The hot shot is 5'11 senior guard Cam O'Connor, 14 per outing. Also in the opening five, 5 points a game from Caleb Barnheiser, 6'4" forward. Zane Dooning, 6 foot senior, starts at guard. That's the opening five for Lebanon, which has won the opening tap to start the ballgame. Sydney defending, opening five, reads like this: Julius Spradling, Sam Reynolds, Jaden Swiger, Landon Davis, Miles Vordemark. Open up the game for Sydney. Ball tapped away by the Yellow Jackets after a short miss by Lebanon. Warriors got the rebound. Jackets struck it loose. Spradling throws far side of the floor to Reynolds, who launches a quick three. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, Lebanon. Warriors going from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Sydney left to right. Sydney with a height disadvantage in this game. Lebanon wants to keep the score down and work a good 25, 30 seconds off the clock each possession. Here's a head fake on the arc. Nicely done in the play by Andrew Cleaver. The 6'7 young man got Sydney players off their feet, went into the lane, missed it though. Sydney got the rebound. Baseline left, it's Swiger, open from six. Shot is altered by the height of Lebanon, and the Warriors get it. Played a minute 20, no score. With the ball is O'Connor for Lebanon. On a weave to Ben Smith. Popping out to catch, big number 11, 6'7 senior Andrew Cleaver. Left wing O'Connor. Here's a long step back three ball. It hits the flange, no good. Rebound baseline left, Warriors. They throw it away. Sydney on the run, steal at midcourt to Lebanon. Then a pass by the Warriors. Hits the foot of a Yellow Jacket. Warriors get it back. O'Connor walked clearly. There's the whistle
twice.
He broke into the lane, made a shovel shot, but wipe it off. No basket.
We haven't played 2 minutes yet, and that's three turnovers now for the Warriors.
Lebanon a little too hasty for its own good. Sydney's got some pretty quick hands out there.
Yeah.
Head coach John Willoughby's club prides itself in good D. Zone defensive look for Lebanon.
Yeah, it's a 1-2-2.
Straight away with the ball for Sydney. It is Landon Davis. Rotates it far left wing, Mitchell Davis. Here's a skip pass cross court to Miles Vordemark in the right corner to Swiger. Swiger airmails one cross court. It's errant and it's picked off by Lebanon. Three on three. O'Connor into the lane. Hits a trailer in the paint. On the arc it goes to the long jump shooter. It is missed by Barnheiser. Rebound stick back. Yes, Cleaver got it at 6'7". 2-0 Lebanon. 5:33 to go first quarter. Slow start for the Yellow Jackets. Sydney's got the ball. Far side of the floor, it's Reynolds. Sydney penetrating, or trying to do so against the zone. Settling for threes. Here's a long one, jacked up there by Reynolds. No, off the heel. And the rebound ricochets to O'Connor for Lebanon, which leads 2-0. We played 3 minutes. Lebanon's got the ball down low on the left. It is O'Connor. Knocked away by Sydney. O'Connor got it back, fumbled it. Then Sydney manages a tie-up. Arrow favors Sydney.
Wow. And you're right. Very quick hands.
It is a low-scoring start. We played 3 minutes. Sydney yet to get on the board. This zone defense with the height out front for Lebanon, giving the Yellow Jackets some difficulty. Long pass, Sydney thrown right corner, then thrown beneath the rim to Vordemark. Vordemark hits a cutter. Reynolds darting down the lane. That shot was altered. Here is Lebanon attacking. 60-foot throw down the floor. Caught and laid in by Barnheiser on the run. A 5-footer motoring to the rim. Great assist by O'Connor. Terrific pass. Sydney trailing 4-0, 4:29 to go first quarter. Top of the circle for Sydney, it's Bradley. Near right wing, it's Vordemark, who hoists up a long three, overshoots it. Easy rebound, Lebanon. Warriors have got it on top. It is O'Connor near steal. O'Connor hands off to a teammate, Kyle Cook. He's got a jumper behind the foul stripe, and he buries it. Spelled K-O-C-H, pronounced Cook, 6'2", and a junior. Gives Lebanon a 6-0 lead. Head coach John Willoughby says, we've got to talk things over. 4:08 to go first quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
Well, I'm sure it was something head coach John Willoughby of Sydney had to do many times in Houston and also in his coaching career here at Sydney. That's solve a zone defense.
Well, yeah, they're settling for too many long shots and they're not getting any rebounds. That's a bad combination against the zone.
Landon Davis, head of the key for Sydney. Near side pass, Julius Spradling. He's off on a triple, wide left. Unmolested rebound, yanked down by Lebanon, which heaves it 60 feet down the floor. Broken up by Sydney, goes out of bounds. Deflected on the play by Sam Reynolds.
Well, as you see on that last shot goes up. There were three Lebanon kids fighting over who got to have a rebound. There was not a black jersey close to the ball.
Here's Cook in off the bench. 6'2 sophomore. Made the last field goal for Lebanon, averaging 7 a game. He's got the ball foul line. Penetrates back to the basket in the paint. Little fadeaway one-hander. Good. Oh, that was pure. Two field goals in a row by Cook, who didn't start. Lebanon leads 8-0. Sydney with the ball attacking to our right. It's Reynolds. 30 feet away to Spradling. Posting up foul line for Sydney is Swiger. Jackets unable to get it to him. He's surrounded. Spradling throws right corner to the Sydney three-point shooter. Yes, sir. That's potted right in by Landon Davis. He zeroes that one home. Big field goal. 8-3 in favor of Lebanon. Sydney gets its first bucket with 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Here's Lebanon on the arc. O'Connor sets, shoots. Long three-point shot. He drilled it. Cam O'Connor, he makes three threes a game. He's 39% from out there. Here's Swiger barging down the lane for Sydney. All the way to the rack, up and in. Nice bucket by Jaden Swiger. He took it right between Lebanon's two tallest players and poured one in off the window.
Yeah, he split them and had a nice run to the basket. Nice shot.
11-5, Sydney. Here's Cleaver, head of the key. His pass to the post, deflected by Sydney. Recovered right corner by Lebanon. Cleaver playing on the outside, 30 feet away. High left, it goes to O'Connor. Coming out to catch Ben Smith. Cleaver in the right corner. He'll shoot the three ball from there. And he pours one in. Wow. Unbelievable shooting. 6'7", Cleaver. You can't defend that from behind the arc. Lebanon shooting it really well here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Leading Sydney early on by 9, 14-5. Sydney's in some trouble playing against this zone. Shot fake right wing by Miles Vordemark. Then he strides toward the corner. Shove off by Lebanon. Common foul. Head coach Nathan Chivington of Lebanon has to be really pleased with his club's beginning. Head coach John Willoughby barks out a play call. Sydney throwing it inbounds about to 6 feet from the corner of the floor on the baseline. Here is Reynolds to Swiger in the corner. Back to Reynolds, available, long high-arching three ball, a little crooked, barely caught iron, off to the left. Easy rebound for Lebanon, which leads it 14-5. Ball loop cross court to Barnheiser, ball high overhead. He stands 6'4", looks bigger than that. Here's O'Connor, very good ball handler. Nice outside shooter, wants to drive, can't. Little handoff to Barnheiser. Barnheiser flips it right corner to Trey Hicks, who's checked in. He's a 6-foot sophomore forward. Here's a fadeaway, elbow right by Barnheiser. No, hit the back iron, rebound Sydney. Quickly, forecourt right, Miles Vordemark. Long jumper from distance. No, it careened off the rim. Rebound out high to Reynolds. Hand off to Landon Davis, who nearly walked. Leaves it behind him for Reynolds. Near side pass, Vordemark. Right corner, Landon. Down to 42 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney down 14-5. Davis to Swigert, nearly stolen by Lebanon. Baseline right goes Landon at the short corner, doesn't shoot. Skips it cross court to a teammate who enters the lane area. Jump shot to Vordemark, shy of the mark, no good. Lebanon with 24 seconds to go makes an unwise pass.
Yep.
Sailing at 70 feet down the floor and out of bounds. Break for Sydney.
23 seconds to go, and that's what Coach Shivington just said. Look at the clock.
Right. No reason at that point to push it. Clock winding down, 19, 18, 17 ticks on the clock. Sydney with the ball in the half court, trailing by 9, opening period. Here's Reynolds, far left wing. On top to Vordemark, 6, 5. Sydney's got to go. Handoff on the play to Spradley. Ball looped right corner. Fadeaway shot by Sydney, deflected. Vordemark let it fly. Out of nowhere came Cleaver, got a piece of it. And that's how the first quarter closes for Sydney. Not a good one. 11 and outplayed them. Warriors up 9 over the Yellow Jackets, 14-5 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, Chuck, this team from Lebanon won just 9 games in the regular season, 8-8 in its Eastern Cincinnati Conference, 9-13 overall. But I tell you what, when you look down the high schools that participate in that conference, your eyes open up real quickly. Here's a long three ball by O'Connor for Lebanon to start the second period. He overshoots it, no good. Here's Sydney down the floor in a jiffy. Good teamwork underneath. Layup Reynolds, yes. We've got a foul. Lebanon on the undercut, count it. And Reynolds has the free throw coming as Sydney closes within 14-7. Good teamwork, Spradling to Reynolds.
Yeah, as poorly as they played offensively in the first quarter, they got to be thrilled to be down 7.
Sure, Sydney within 7 now. Reynolds to complete the three-point play at the line. The teams in that Eastern Cincinnati Conference in which Lebanon participates, Milford, Turpin, Winton Woods, Anderson, Kings, Walnut Hills, Loveland.
That's a gauntlet.
Solid clubs. Most all of them Division I in basketball. Here is Lebanon in the half court. Very sloppy pass batted by Sydney and stolen. Sydney within 6 now. Chance to cut it to 3 with a triple. Cross court pass, high right. Goes to Sam Reynolds. Stolen on the play by Cook. He's come off the bench and done really well for Lebanon. Drives down the floor. Missed it. Jippy blew it underneath. Rebound no good. Lebanon missed another one. Out of bounds off the Warriors. Sydney gets a break.
Yeah, that was point blank, and two Lebanon kids fought over the offensive shot. That's why it went off.
Yeah, at first blush, you'd have to say that Eastern Cincinnati Conference, quite a bit tougher in boys' hoops than the Miami Valley.
I want to play Pickwin Greenville.
Deep in the right corner, Sydney's got the ball. It's Spradling, 14-8, Lebanon in the lead. Tactically, Sydney trying to move the ball around against the zone, having difficulty. Ball rotated. Now straight away, Reynolds behind the screen. Got a good look. Swish! How about that? Sam Reynolds right on the button, and it's down to three. 6 points for Sam.
Right all here in the second quarter.
A three-point play the old-fashioned way, and one from behind the arc. Here is Lebanon driving baseline. Throwing opposite right corner to Ben Smith. Open look from 17. Shy of the mark, no. Rebound Sydney. Quickly Vortimark. Right corner Spradling. Sydney behind the three, 14-11. Sydney didn't score a bucket for the first 5 minutes of this game. Trail 8-0 at the start. Here's Spradling. He plays pitch and catch on the arc with Reynolds. Spradling eventually shoots it. Haven't seen that happen in a while, Chuck. Must have been some bazooka bubblegum on the ball because the bazooka on the outside of that leather stuck the ball right up there between the rim, the flange, and the backboard.
That's harder to do than making it, and that's considered a held ball, so it's going to be Sydney possession.
Yep, arrow favors Sydney. Yellow Jackets throw to the post to Swagger. Little toss pass. Quickie, right wing to Reynolds. Swagger flips cross court. Handled there by Vortimark. Skip pass near side to Reynolds. At the elbow on the right, it's Swagger. Running one-hander around the edge of the backboard. No good. Rebound low on the left to Sydney. It's in! Nice play, Mitchell Davis in off the bench. 6'4 sophomore. Good board work. He fought right through Cleaver and Smith of Lebanon and scored it. Was fouled. And he's at the stripe. 3-point play chance. Sydney an opportunity to get even here at 14-14. Free throw, strong, off the back brace. Long rebound kicks way out to Jordan Kane, is in, a 5'11 senior guard for Lebanon. Gives it up to O'Connor. O'Connor to Kane. Left wing Cleaver. Behind the screen, 25 feet away. Zane Duding, 6 foot senior, lets it fly. Missed it. Off the side of the iron. Sydney hurrying down the floor. Nice. Mitchell Davis hits a cutter right down the paint. It is off the back iron. Wow, tough break.
Yep.
Reynolds couldn't get it to fall. 14-13, Sydney down one. Lebanon's driver barreling in from the left wing. All the way to the rim goes Jordan Kane. He's whacked on the arm, and he'll shoot two.
Good job of drawing the foul because he didn't have a chance of making the basket.
Not at all. 4:57 to go, second quarter of play. It is 14-13, Lebanon in the lead over Sydney by one. Sydney coming back from down 8-0 at the start. Free throw, lift the rim, no good.
Yeah, they were down 9 at the start of this, at the end of the first quarter.
But Sydney has maintained its composure, has done pretty well the last 3 minutes or so here in this period, attacking the zone. Second free throw, a lot of rim, and it comes off as well. Sydney says, we'll take it. Here come the Yellow Jackets, down a point. 3:20 gone here in the second quarter. Here's a poor cross-court pass by Davis, picked off by Lebanon. Lebanon on the interception. It is Cook up to O'Connor. 4.5 left till halftime. Popping out to catch for Lebanon is Ben Smith. Straight away to Cleaver's got a screen. 27-footer for the 6'7 lad. Off to the right. Rebound Sydney. Quickly forecourt right is Vortimark to Swagger. Baseline right inside the arc. Missed it short. Rebound Lebanon. Outlet pass goes down to O'Connor. O'Connor dribble drive through the lane. Dribbling too much. Sydney nearly steals. It's muffed. Muffed again. Good hustle play, Sydney. Eventually, during this melee, Chuck, there's got to be a jump ball.
Finally, but truly the ball was rolling around.
Yeah.
Both coaches were yelling timeout, but nobody had the ball.
I like the fact the officials did not
absolutely
acknowledge the timeout.
Yep.
Because there was no possession. 4 minutes, 4 seconds to go, second quarter. 11-14, Sydney 13. Cam O'Connor pitches to Cleaver. Andrew Cleaver, 6'7". On the arc, Dispense Davidson is in now, 5'9 sophomore guard, 5'9 sophomore guard. Lebanon's played 9 or 10 young men already. Here's a pass, low post left. Then it's dished to a cutter, Cam O'Connor. Look at him go to work. Split a couple Sydney defenders. Skipped right down the lane, little teardrop right in front by the athletic O'Connor. He got it, and Sydney's up three, 16-13. 3:31 left, second quarter. Here's a deep three, left corner, Vordemark for Sydney. It's in by Ulls Vordemark. That's a big hoop. It knots the count at 16 each. He was left open. You knew sooner or later Sydney was going to sink one from long range. 3:11 to go, first half. O'Connor on the bounce for Lebanon. Picked up by Spradling, 30 feet away. O'Connor looks at head coach Nathan Shivington. Fires it left side to a driver into the paint. Goes Spence Davidson. Little floater, 10-footer, too hard. Rebound down to Spradling for Sydney. Hits the trailer Vordemark. Now Landon Davis, 25 feet away. 2:46 left, first half. 16-16 tie. Sydney deep in the left corner. Mitchell Davis outside the arc on the right to Vordemark. They try to go short corner to Swiger. Lebanon's there to pick it off. Good defense for the Warriors. Game still even at 16 apiece. 2:24 to go, first half of play. Popping out to catch for Lebanon is Zane Duding. Shot faked and had it swiped. Stolen away by Vordemark. Down the floor for Sydney. Goes into the lane area. Lebanon gets a mitt on the leather and strikes it right off the knee of Vordemark. Yeah. Out of bounds, it rolls.
Yeah, both teams, it's a little sloppy right now, but I'll tell you, this gym, you're not used to the shooting backgrounds. 16-16 is about what you expect.
And I tell you what, Chuck, it's a 94-foot floor, and the expanse from the center circle to the top of the circle, the three-point arc at the other end, looks like forever.
Yeah.
Timeout Warriors, 2:13 to go, first half. We're even up at 16 apiece on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Get up every day. Banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Well, Lebanon coughs it up after the timeout. Sydney's got it back, a chance to take the lead. 1:48 to go, second quarter. Here's a long three from the right wing by Reynolds. Ooh, it was right on target. Swirled around and came off. Lebanon snatched the rebound. Here is Cleaver, high post. Handoff on the play to Kyle Cook. Good head fake. Reynolds got a hand in there, though, nearly swiped it. Here's O'Connor, 35 feet away for Lebanon. Fires down the right side to Cleaver at 6'7", into the lane. Oh, what a nifty pass to Ben Smith. There was no eye contact. He knew he was there. A pocket pass, beautifully done. Got a 6-foot bounce pass below the foul line to Smith, low on the right, and he scored the point blanker to give Lebanon the 2-point lead. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Nice post-up play in the lane by Sydney. Mitchell Davis gets a 6-footer right in front of the iron to knot the count at 18. Lebanon down the floor with a long chest pass. Sydney pokes it out of bounds. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Bryant Billing along to take you home to the finish with play-by-play. Lebanon's got the ball top of the circle. It's Trey Hicks, stymied for a moment. Goes outside the arc on the left to O'Connor. Cross court to Cleaver, 45 seconds to go, first half. Game is all tied up at 18 apiece. Lebanon being very patient at the moment.
Boy, Vordemark doing a great job on O'Connor in the first half here.
Here's O'Connor against Vordemark. Can't drive. Goes to Ben Smith in the right corner. Hand off to O'Connor. Sets. Doesn't shoot from 25 feet. Looks at the clock. 20 seconds to go. In the background, you hear the voice of Nate Shivington, head coach of the Warriors. Used to coach at Fairborn. Former outstanding basketball player at Miami East. 10, 9, 8. late second period. Lebanon goes to O'Connor, gets a screen, not what he wants. Fade away, 30-footer. Rim came out, no good. Rebound Cleaver, it beat the buzzer. Missed it, no good. O'Connor thought he was jarred a little bit on his long three-point fadeaway. And the first half ends 18 apiece. Sydney doing well to hang tough, come back after the 8-0 deficit at the beginning. And then down 14-5 after one. We've got a two-minute radio station break upcoming next. A two-minute radio station break is next. But first, I will tell you all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, located now in Greenville and Enon, too. Three locations. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. Greenville, 124 South Broadway. New location, Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft close doors and drawers. Big savings on DeWalt power tools. And also white shaker cabinets can be obtained in just two or three days by those Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center, Greenville, and Enon. Call Darren Yanks at 937-596-6360, 596-6360, or text him at this number, 330-524-3984, 330-524-3984. Don't forget Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. COVID testing as well. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Various immunizations available at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Don't forget a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Two-minute radio station break is next. Then it's our American Architectural Glass halftime report. Tied up game after two periods. Sydney 18, Lebanon 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Vandalia Butler. It's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, if you take a look at the rebounding to start, Lebanon with an 18-12 rebounding advantage, and that was early in the game when they really kind of were playing with more excitement than Sydney was in the first quarter. 5-3 offensive rebounding advantage. 8 turnovers for Lebanon, 6 for the Yellow Jackets. 0-for-2 from the free throw line for the Warriors. Sydney went there twice and made one. Individual scoring for Lebanon. They were led by Andrew Weaver. He had 5. They got 4 from Coke. They got 5, or Cook. They got 5 from O'Connor. 2 from, is that Barnheiser? 2 from Barnheiser. 2 from Ben Smith. They scored 14 and 4. Scored 18 in the first half. Sydney, 6 points from Sam Reynolds. They got 4 points from Mitchell Davis off the bench. Had a good second quarter. 3 from Landon Davis. 3 from Miles Vordemark. 2 from Jaden Swagger. They scored 5 and 13, and it's tied 18 at the half.
I think head coach John Willoughby's got to be pretty pleased after that poor beginning.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were getting beat on the boards. They were turning the ball a little too much, and they got behind, but they did a nice job coming back, attacked the zone better. He kept yelling short corner, and short corner is about halfway between the lane and the three-point arc, and you hit that, the defense has to rotate, and then you can roll down the middle, or you can throw the ball back out for the three.
And Sydney maneuvered offensively that way, just as you described, several times in that second quarter.
And their defense, my goodness, do they have some quick hands.
Our radio station sponsors here tonight, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000, and Sydney, Piqua, Troy, Body Car Star. Thanks so much. You're listening to Sydney and Lebanon on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you're tuned to a simulcast on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. That concludes our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection at AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Tie game 18-18 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B-Deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And welcome back to Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center. I am Brian Billing, now in for Jack Kramer. I'll be your play-by-play man for the second half alongside Chuck McBeam. We're getting ready, just moments away from tip-off of the second half. 18-18 tie score, Chuck. I know you guys went over the statistics there, but again, just a terrific second quarter for Sydney after a very slow start.
Yeah, they outscored them 13-4 in the second quarter, and I mean, so each team won a quarter by nine. We'll see where it goes from here.
I know from talking to Coach Willoughby, he was concerned about Cam O'Connor, the guard, who's had a decent game, too. But that Andrew Cleaver is a real load as well. Not often you see a 6'7 kid that plays almost all on the perimeter, but, you know, who is that? Kyle Cook. Wow, he is an absolute load, a sophomore for
big
them,
kid,
too.
Yeah,
so that and a couple other players, including that Caleb Barnheiser, who's been in, have given them a lot of size. And Sydney, undersized again. They have been a lot this year, but they are hanging in there. We're underway in the second half. Sydney gets it to start. They go inside to Swagger, and there is Swagger with a shot inside. That gives Sydney a 20-18 lead, 7:45 and counting left in the third here on scoresbroadcast.com, and that is the Yellow Jackets' first lead of the game. And then we have an offensive foul quickly back on Lebanon's end. That goes against Cleaver. That's the first foul of the second half. A lot quicker than the first foul of the first half. There wasn't a foul called until, I think, in the final 2 minutes of that first quarter. So Cindy gets it after the offensive foul. Reynolds has it now on the left wing. He goes in the left corner to Vordemark. Vordemark back to Reynolds. Reynolds top of the key to Spradling, who goes over to Landon Davis. Landon Davis right wing to Spradling, right corner. Three, it's good. Nothing but net. First 5 points of the third quarter have been scored by Sydney. They're now on top, 23-18, 7:07 and counting.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. They've solved the 1-2-2 zone, and I'm not sure that Lebanon, if they got to come out and play man, can play man-to-man against Sydney
did quickly pick up a foul there on Lebanon's next possession. That goes against Vordemark. That's his first. Lebanon will now take it in. They're throwing it in from under their own basket. They get inside to Cook. Cook with it, throws it over to O'Connor. O'Connor goes back to Cook. Cook goes back out to the top of the key to Barnheiser. Barnheiser goes over to O'Connor. O'Connor looks, goes right wing to Barnheiser. Barnheiser goes over to Cook. Cook dribbles inside, and there's a whistle. Looks like that foul is going to be on Landon Davis. That is who picks up the foul. That was...
I think they called it on Reynolds, and I'll tell you what. Unless the kid has leather arms, that was all ball.
And the quick inbounds pass after the common foul goes to Cleaver, and he gets a short shot to go in, nothing but net. That cuts Sydney's gap down to 3 points, or their lead down to 3 points, 23-20. Yellow Jackets on top, 6:27 and counting left in the third. Reynolds with it, left wing, goes to Vordemark, right wing. Vordemark inside to Landon Davis. He puts up a shot, no good, but he was fouled as he shot. So we'll get an opportunity for two shots at the free throw line.
Well, Cleaver got a break because he was born late enough that he probably doesn't get called Beaver at school.
Davis dribbling at the line. First free throw up. It's through. Nothing but net. Clock stopped with 6:19 left in the third. Yellow Jackets on top, 24-20, pending Landon Davis's second free throw.
He's a good-looking sophomore, I'll tell you.
That is Mitchell Davis, who is the sophomore. Second free throw good. Landon is the senior.
Okay.
Yep, pair of brothers, both in their first year on varsity, and both have done extremely good jobs their first year on varsity. Mitchell, too, has been battling back from a nose injury. He missed the first 5 games of the year, and he's done well and been a nice, solid option off the bench. And there is none other than Landon Davis coming away with a loose ball back on Lebanon's end. So the Warriors come up empty on another possession. 5:56 and counting now. Yellow Jackets on top by five after Landon Davis made two free throws. And they are going back to work on their end. Spradling has it, goes to Reynolds. Reynolds to Vordemark. Vordemark dribbling along the right wing. He backs out near half court. Vordemark to Spradling. Spradling inside, free throw line to Swagger. He dribbles inside, lost the ball. There's a whistle blown, though, and it is a foul against Lebanon's O'Connor, Cam O'Connor, the stud senior guard for the Warriors. Foul happened away from where Swagger was, and that was good because he lost the ball on an awkward shot, but Sydney will now take it in from under their own basket. Inbounds pass goes off of Vordemark on the opposite side of the court from the scorer's table in front of some fans, and it's now Lebanon ball. So that errant inbounds pass allows the Warriors to try to get something going again. They had 14 points in the first quarter. They've managed just six since then. Sydney on top by five. 5:24 and counting left in the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. There's a pull-up jumper from Cook. No good. Rebound by Ben Smith for the Warriors. But there's an offensive foul against Lebanon. Was that a travel called after the rebound? So Sydney will get it. I'll try to extend the lead. Vordemark works it across half court. He throws the bounce pass to Landon Davis, who nearly lost it but regains control. Davis goes to Swagger, who puts up a jumper off the rim. No good. There for the long rebound is O'Connor, and he works the ball past half court. Top of the key, throws it over on the left wing to Cleaver. Cleaver looks, goes over to Smith. Smith goes back to Cleaver. Cleaver with it, top of the key. He throws over to Barnheiser. Barnheiser left wing, back to Cook. Cook with it, top of the key, dribbles inside, being guarded by Reynolds, pulls up for a shot, it rolls in.
That's good defense and a heck of a shot.
It absolutely was, and that shot by Cook cuts the gap down to 3 points again, 25-22, Sydney lead, 4:20 and counting left in the third. Reynolds with it, left wing for Sydney. He throws to Swagger. Swagger goes to Spradling. Spradling, long pass, knocked away by Lebanon. They're batting the ball around. It goes to Swagger. Man, after about five or six attempts there as the squads were trying to come away with it, Swagger finds it inside, undefended, goes up for a nice shot. It's through. 5-point game again. 27-22, Yellow Jackets. Cook, three off the front of the rim, back on Lebanon's end. Landon Davis gets the long rebound, throws up court to Spradling. Spradling to Reynolds, left wing. Reynolds throws to Landon Davis. Landon Davis to Vordemark. Vordemark goes inside, spins, and gets a shot up. He spun and made that defender go back.
Yeah, they've gone man-to-man. And like I said, I don't think they can guard them man-to-man. But if they sit in that zone, Sydney doesn't even have to attack it.
That basket by Vordemark puts Sydney ahead 29-22 with 3:36 left in the third quarter. We have a timeout, and we will stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you about Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance can customize for you an auto, home, life, or business insurance program. They represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Again, 29-22 lead for Sydney over Lebanon here coming out of this timeout. It was a 14-5 advantage for Lebanon after the first quarter. It's been pretty much all Sydney since then.
They scored the first eight, and after that, yeah, Sydney has taken over.
Yellow Jackets again 18-4 overall in the year, and as Jack and you, Chuck, talked about in the pregame, after Sydney lost almost all of its team at graduation last year, not many were picking the Yellow Jackets to be an 18-win squad coming into tournament and overall MVL champs, but here they are, and they find themselves now up by 7 points as they try to get the tournament win. Lebanon with it after the timeout. The Warriors go over and throw it to Trey Hicks, who came in after that timeout. He misses a three. There's a long rebound back out to O'Connor, who gets a long three from the left wing. That makes it a 4-point gap. Now Sydney on top, 3 minutes and counting. Something the Warriors really needed there, Chuck. A nice shot by O'Connor. And there's Swigert to answer quickly back in Sydney's end. They were able to work the ball inside for him, and he got it to fall. Sydney nearly intercepted a long pass, inbounds pass. Sam Reynolds was there. He crashed into the scorer's table here at midcourt at the Student Activity Center. But he goes out of bounds with it, and Lebanon will take it in. So that Swigert basket again makes it a 31-25 lead for the Yellow Jackets. 2:41 and counting left in the third. O'Connor with it. He goes right wing over to Smith. Smith goes over to Hicks. Hicks goes to Cook. Cook is fouled as he was dribbling along the baseline by Vordermark. That's just a common foul. The Warriors will take it in from under their own basket. That's the third foul of the second half for Sydney. Lebanon also is sitting at 3 team fouls for the half. That was Vordermark's second personal. Lebanon gets it into Cook. Cook goes inside, puts up a shot off the glass. It's good. He was fouled as he shot. So get the opportunity for a 3-point play. That was Landon Davis picking up the foul. That's his first. Cook at the free throw line now for the season. He is shooting 40% from the free throw line. Shots up. It rolls in.
He had no confidence in that. He was racing down after he shot it.
Yep. But it falls, and it is now a 3-point game. Sydney on top of Lebanon, 31-28. 2:15 left. Yellow Jackets go inside to Swigert. It's no good. There for the rebound is Hicks for Lebanon. Hicks takes it across half court. Goes to the left wing. Lebanon goes to work on offense. They go inside to Cook, who puts up a shot. No good. That was a jumper. There for the rebound is Spradling. Spradling races across half court. Goes inside. Puts up a shot. It's good. What a take there for Spradling, who is listed at 5'9", and he was giving up several inches there to his defender, but he's able to get it. Lebanon goes inside. Cleaver puts up a shot. No good. Reynolds comes down with the rebound with a minute 36 left and takes it across half court for Sydney. He goes to Vordermark. Vordermark goes inside, puts up a shot. No good. They're fighting for the rebound, and Lebanon comes away with it. There's a loose ball. Swigert gets it. Swigert goes up for a shot. No good, but he was fouled as he shot, and he will go to the free throw line.
That's three on Cleaver.
And Cleaver, been a big player all season for the Warriors. That's somebody they'd like to have in as this game goes on. He'll have to watch the foul situation. And there's a couple of substitutions for Lebanon, but Cleaver is staying in. Swigert gets the first free throw to fall. Second one coming up. 1:21 left in the third. Swigert's second free throw rattles around and goes in.
8 points for him here in the quarter.
And Sydney now on top, 35-28. Lebanon goes back to work on its end. Cook with it. He throws back out to O'Connor. O'Connor nearly lost it, but he regains control, and the Warriors continue to pass it around. Cook with it now. He goes inside, puts a shot off the glass, and gets it to fall with 56 seconds left. 35-30 lead for the Yellow Jackets. After that Cook basket, 49 seconds and counting. Vordermark with it. He throws over to Davis. Davis goes to Reynolds, left wing. Reynolds goes back to Davis. Davis to Vordermark. Vordermark to Swigert inside. Shot off the glass and good. 7-point lead again for Sydney as the third quarter winds down. 29 seconds and counting left. Lebanon goes inside. Cook with it. Puts up a shot. No good. There for the rebound is Barnheiser. Barnheiser throws it over to Dunning, who puts up a shot. No good. There is a foul. It's a foul on Lebanon. And Sydney will take it in from under the Warriors' basket with 17 seconds left, on top by 7 points. Davis throws an inbounds pass to Vordemark, and Vordemark is walking it across half court as the third quarter winds down. Vordemark with it, 8 seconds, dribbling near half court, steps up, top of the key, racing inside, goes to Swagger. Swagger puts up a shot, no good, and that ends the third quarter. After three, Sydney is on top of Lebanon, 37-30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And welcome back to Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center. I'm Brian Billing, and for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee, Sydney on top of Lebanon, 37-30, as we get underway in the fourth quarter. The Warriors get the ball to start things off here in the fourth. They go inside to Cook, who puts a shot up. It rolls in, but out. He was fouled, so he'll get the opportunity for two free throws. Picking up the foul was Landon Davis. That's his second. Sydney now at 5 fouls in the second half. Lebanon also sitting at 5. Cook dribbling at the free throw line. First shot up, it's good. Second one is coming up. Again, and talking to Sydney coach John Willoughby, he was concerned about the matchup Cook presented. Cook averaging 7 points, 4.3 rebounds per game. He makes his second shot. And Willoughby said he was a do-everything player for him, and he certainly has been that tonight.
He's got 13.
After that second shot, now 37-32, and the Yellow Jackets go back to work on their end. Swagger had it inside. He was fouled, and now he'll go to the free throw line. Clock stop with 7:35 left. Picking up the foul for the Warriors is Ben Smith. Swagger is the lone returnee for the Yellow Jackets this season. I talked to him after the victory over Greenville last Friday, which secured the squad a share of the overall NBL title. Swagger gets his first to go, second coming up. And he said it was different going from the learner to the teacher this year, but he's done it well, and yeah, this group has really meshed. Swagger's second free throw goes through. Sydney on top, 39-32. Swagger again averaging 16 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2 assists per game this year, shooting 60% from the free throw line, but he makes both of them there. Lebanon goes back to work on their end, and we have a foul. Almost looked like Landon Davis came away with a clean steal, but they call a foul on him.
To me, it looked like a block at the one end, and they called it a foul. That was an obvious steal. I'm not sure what they saw.
Okay. Well, the call will send Cam O'Connor to the free throw line. Landon Davis even went and tried to get an explanation there. They send him over to rebound, though, as O'Connor goes to the line. 1-1 now. Again, that was Sydney's sixth foul. That last foul was the sixth for the Warriors, so we could be seeing a lot of free throw shooting over this last 7:22. O'Connor dribbling. at the line. Taking his time. Shot up. It's through. Nothing but net. He heads back for a second. O'Connor on the season is Lebanon's leading scorer, about 14 points per game. Second free throw up and through, nothing but net. He's shooting nearly 80% from the line this year. Sydney works the ball past half court. Landon Davis with a double team gets it to Spradling. Spradling over to Swagger. Swagger, clear lane, goes right in from the right side, lays the basketball off the glass, and puts Sydney ahead 41-34. Just over 7 to play now left in the fourth quarter. Yellow Jackets ahead of the Warriors. Lebanon goes inside to Klevener. He puts a shot up and gets it to go. And that cuts it down to 41-36. 6:50 and counting now left in the fourth. Vordemark walks it across half court. He goes to Swagger. Swagger to Davis. Davis goes to Vordemark. Vordemark to Swagger inside. He puts up a jumper. No good. There's Spradling. Long rebound. Back out to Davis. Davis back to Swagger, who pulls up for a jumper and gets it to fall. He was just inside the arc on the left side. And that puts Sydney ahead 43-36. 6:25 and counting left in the fourth quarter. He's having a terrific game on the scoreboard, unofficially 18, and Chuck's got him for 18 as well. And a good portion of them in the second half, two the entire first half.
Yeah, he's taken over.
Turnover on Lebanon's end, and Sydney's going to get it now. Yeah, he is terrific. A big defensive lineman for the Yellow Jackets on the football squad. Chuck, sometimes you see guys like that have some problems on the basketball court, but he is an absolute natural, really controls himself well, doesn't foul much, uses his strength to his advantage, has a great jumper, and he's having a terrific game, leading the Yellow Jackets here. Sydney goes inside to Davis. He pulls up for a shot, no good, but he was fouled as he shot. And he goes to the free throw line. Picking up the foul was Cleaver for Lebanon. And that is his fourth now. And it looks like they're going to put in Ben Smith, a 6'4 junior forward for him. Davis gets the first free throw to fall. Second one coming up. And that is indeed what they do. So Smith comes in and Cleaver goes out. Cleaver, their second leading scorer again, averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds per game. Davis dribbling at the line. Shot up. It's through. Nothing but net. And Sydney is on top, 45-36. I believe this 9-point advantage is their largest of the game.
9 of 10 from the free throw line as a team.
Lebanon goes back to work. There's a quick three from the left corner by O'Connor. No good. Mitchell Davis now in for Sydney, and he gets the rebound. Throws it to Vordemark. Vordemark works it across half court. 5:40 and counting. Left in the fourth. Yellow Jackets ahead by 9. Reynolds top of the key with it now. He goes to Landon Davis. Landon Davis dribbling. Goes back top of the key. Goes to Vordemark. Vordemark to Reynolds. Reynolds white right wing dribbling. Throws a pass to Spradling. It went off of Spradling. He was being guarded closely by Hicks. And that pressure may have contributed to Spradling not being able to come up with it. It goes out of bounds. And Lebanon is going to take it in now. Lebanon in white. They are going from left to right on your computer, smartphone, or radio in the second half. The Yellow Jackets in all black with yellow trim. They're going from right to left. There's a steal by Spradling and a quick foul by O'Connor. So Spradling makes up for that. Chuck, the nice steal, picks up a foul, and now he's going to go to the free throw line.
He is the type of kid that I hated to guard me because I would just kind of toss the ball and hope I didn't turn it over 20 times.
And just a freshman, too, Chuck. The Yellow Jackets looking forward to another good 3 years from him.
Quick on quick.
Spradling makes the first free throw of the 1-1. He will go back for a second. Clock stopped with 5:14 left in the fourth quarter. Now a 10-point lead pending Spradling's second free throw. Spradling averaging 7 points, 3 rebounds, and a team-high 2.2 steals. He's shooting for the season just 58%, but he makes both of them there. Sydney continues great free throw shooting in this game, and their lead now double digits, 47-36, 5:05 and counting. As Lebanon goes back to work, they throw the ball inside to Hicks. He puts up a shot, didn't make it, but he was fouled. Swagger picks up the foul for Sydney. And that will send Hicks to the free throw line. First shot by Hicks. Off the front of the rim, bounces straight up and falls in. So a friendly bounce from the rim there for him.
That takes care of my theory that the ball has to be higher than the rim to go in.
Yes, yes it does. And he now will try to cut it back down to single digits. Second free throw good. It's now a 9-point lead for Sydney after those two Hicks free throws. 47-38. Just under five to play. Vordemark works it across half court for Sydney. He goes to Mitchell Davis. Davis to Swagger. Swagger right baseline goes back out top of the key to Spradling. Spradling backs off near half court. Dribbling. Driving. Goes to Mitchell Davis, who has a pass deflected by Lebanon. It goes to Cook, who dribbles up the court, puts up a shot. It's blocked by Mitchell Davis. Out of bounds. It will be Lebanon ball.
Wow, that was an athletic block that time.
At Mitchell Davis, again, the sophomore, younger brother of senior Landon Davis. And Mitchell Davis has shown the ability to get up this year. He's also known to have a nice dunk or two in a game.
Yeah.
Lebanon takes it in after the block. They work it to O'Connor. O'Connor goes to Cook. Cook goes back to the top of the key to Hicks. Hicks with it. He throws it over to O'Connor. O'Connor with it now. Top of the key being guarded by Spradling. He throws it over to Cook. Cook, long high pass to O'Connor. O'Connor goes back to the left wing to Kane. Jordan Kane in. Puts up a three. No good. They're fighting for the rebound still. And we have a whistle. Jump ball. And Sydney has the possession arrow right now. So they'll take it in from across the court. From us here at Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center, we're at the scores table. Yellow Jackets take it in, just over four to play. They're on top by nine. Vordemark crosses half court, dribbling, goes to Spradling. Spradling right side, goes top of the key now, throws it over to Vordemark. Vordemark on the left wing. He dribbles around, goes to Swagger. Swagger with it now at the top of the key, goes back to Landon Davis. Davis goes to Swagger, right wing. They exchange again. Now Davis goes to Vordemark. Vordemark left wing goes inside. Throws a pass. Loose ball now. A jump ball, and that will be Lebanon ball. Pass went to Spradling, but there to contest it for Lebanon was Trey Hicks. And he's able to get the Warriors the ball back with a jump ball. We have a whistle. Not sure what's going on here.
Bradley's bandage on the, he had something on his wrist and finger, and it was falling off, so he just took it off.
Okay. And Lebanon will now take it in from under the Sydney basket. 3:37 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Hicks works it across half court. He goes to the right wing to O'Connor. O'Connor with it goes inside to Cook. Cook puts up a shot, being heavily guarded. No good. Mitchell Davis got a piece of it, trying to get the rebound. He knocked it back, but it goes out of bounds. His brother, Landon Davis, was in the vicinity of where Mitchell tried to knock that rebound. Landon could not come up with it, and Lebanon will now take it in from that spot. They go in to Hicks. Hicks with it, right wing, goes back out to O'Connor. O'Connor, long three. Wow. Steph Curry territory. He gets it. That makes it a 6-point game. 47-41. Sydney on top. 3:05 and counting. Sam Reynolds had it, and he was fouled as he got past half court. So he'll go to the free throw line. That was the ninth team foul for Lebanon. Sydney sitting at seven.
For any Shelby County fans out there, that was McCain Finkenbein range right there on that last three.
Yes, it absolutely was. Yep. Reynolds makes the first free throw of a 1-1, so he'll go back for a second. Reynolds, first-year varsity player, but he is averaging 16.2 points, 7.2 rebounds, 2.8 assists, and 2 steals per game. Has had a wonderful first-year varsity play. He's a junior. He'll be back next year. Reynolds gets the second one to fall, and that puts Sydney ahead 49-41, 3 minutes and counting now left in the fourth quarter. Lebanon trying to keep its season alive. Hicks with it. He throws a dart to Cook. Cook in trouble, throws a heave back. Hicks is able to come away with it. They work it inside now to Cleaver, who had a shot that looked like it was going to fall, but it hits off the rim. No good. Goes back out. There was a foul called Picking up the foul is Reynolds for Sydney. So was that on the shot, or was on the shot.
On the put, I'm assuming it's two shots on the putback, yes.
And it is. They signal for two shots. So Cleaver there for two shots. First off the front of the rim, second one coming up. That was Reynolds' second foul. Sydney now at 18 fouls. Again, 11 at 9. 2:43 left in the fourth. We could be seeing a lot of free throws here, depending on how this goes. The squad's foul. Cleaver, second free throw. Off the back of the rim, no good. Swagger comes away with a rebound. He gives it to Landon Davis, who works across half court. Landon Davis dribbling. He goes over to Spradling. Spradling dribbling. Top of the key, races inside, throws a pass. He was looking for Reynolds, but it is intercepted by Cook. Cook throws a dart over to O'Connor, who gets a shot to fall off the glass. 49-43 lead for Lebanon. They are staying in it. And the Warriors take a timeout with 2:15 left in the fourth quarter. Full timeout, and we'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Welcome back to Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center. The Yellow Jackets on top, 49-43. Clock has stopped with 2:15 left in the fourth quarter. After that last Lebanon basket, six-point game was a seven-point lead for Sydney entering this fourth quarter. They've led by as many as 11. Miles Vortimer gets the inbounds pass. He races past half court. He has it now. Goes over to Reynolds. Reynolds goes back to Vortimer. Vortimer to Spradling. Spradling Swagger, Swagger to Vortimer. Vortimer, top of the key, dribbling, goes inside, throws a bounce pass back out to Landon Davis. Landon Davis goes to Spradling, Spradling to Vortimer. Vortimer dribbling, he goes back to Spradling, Spradling back to Vortimer. They continue to pass it around here, 1:44 and counting. Vortimer inside to Swagger, he gets a shot to fall. 51-43 lead for Sydney. Nice basket there by the Yellow Jackets to try to prevent Lebanon from making a comeback. But the Warriors working on their end. Zane Dooning in with it. He goes back out to O'Connor, who gets another long three-pointer. That keeps the Warriors in at 51-46. 1:20 left. Sydney works the ball in, and there's a turnover. Reynolds was trying to go to Vortimark, but the Warriors come away with it. They go inside to O'Connor. He gets a shot to fall off the glass. 1:10 and counting now. Three-point game all of a sudden. Vortimark gets it across half court, and he's fouled. That was a quick 5 points for the Warriors to make this a three-point game. But that foul is their 10th, so Vortimark's going to get two free throws here with 1:05 left in the fourth quarter. Vortimark, first shot up. Off the back of the rim, no good. Second one is coming up.
As their first miss here in the fourth quarter, they were 8 for 8.
Vortimark on the year, shooting 64% from the line. His younger sister, Larkin, had a tremendous game in the Sydney girls' big sectional final win over Beaver Creek. But Miles Vortimark misses the second free throw there. Lebanon gets the rebound. Three-point game. They could tie it here. Just under a minute to play. They've scored the last five in the last 30 seconds. Near steal there by Spradling, but he is out of bounds as he had a hand on the ball. So Lebanon will keep it. They are wiping up some moisture from where Spradling was on the floor with it and getting ready to give it to Lebanon to throw the inbounds pass. Clock stop with 52 seconds left. Inbounds pass goes to Cleaver. Cleaver dribbling with it. Goes over. Wide open left wing. Hicks off the back of the rim. No good. Vordermark rebound. He goes to Spradling. Spradling back to Vordermark. 40 seconds left. It was knocked loose, but he was fouled as that ball was knocked loose. And knocking it loose and picking up the foul was Jordan Kane.
Well, they had a good look from the corner. Just wouldn't drop.
You couldn't have asked for a better look than that, Chuck. He was wide open there. Just couldn't get it to fall. Sydney happy about that. That would have tied it up. 39 seconds we are sitting at after that foul. Vordermark goes back to the free throw line. Hope for better results this time. First one through, nothing but net. Second one coming up.
Yeah, Lark, a big one.
Larkin Vordermark, his younger sister, again, has had two terrific games these last two games in Sydney's tournament. You saw her
Saturday, yep.
Chuck, and she had another nice one tonight. I believe she finished with 14 points, playing through a back injury, too. She was hurting and still did well, and that helped the Yellow Jackets earn a win. Again, they're going to be playing on Monday in a district semifinal. Vordermark, Miles, that is, misses the second free throw off the front of the rim, but it's a four-point game. Lebanon racing back down on its end, and Sydney fouls them.
Silly foul. That was a silly foul.
And picking up that foul is Landon Davis. That's his fourth. That will send Jordan Kane to the free throw line.
Kane is 0 for 2 tonight from the free throw line. So, but still, you don't want to stop the clock and let him score points with the clock stopped. Make him make a basket.
Absolutely. Kane on the season shooting 52% from the free throw line. He's there for 1-1. No good, but there's Cook for the rebound. Put back. He got it. And Lebanon is fired up. Picking up the foul was Landon Davis, and he has fouled out. He heads to the bench. Coming in to replace him is his younger brother, sophomore Mitchell Davis.
That looked an awful lot like a travel before he got fouled on the shot. He took three steps backwards.
Lebanon again entered this game 9-13, but they have shown tenacity, played some of the top Eastern Cincinnati Conference teams close, and beat a 15-win Winton Woods team earlier this month. Free throw no good. Off the back of the rim. And it is Sydney ball after the ball goes out of bounds. There were two players, one Sydney and one Lebanon, in the vicinity. I couldn't tell from my vantage point, blocked by other players, who had it. But they give it to Sydney. 27 seconds left. It's a two-point lead. Inbounds pass to Reynolds. They're trying to call a timeout. And there is a timeout called by the Yellow Jackets with 22.3 seconds left. It was an eight-point game about a minute and 10 seconds ago. But the Warriors scored a quick 5 points to get back in it. And they are now within two, 52-50 lead after that Sydney timeout stops the clock with 22.3 seconds left.
Well, they had done such a nice job on O'Connor, and he has a 12-point fourth quarter going.
He is a stud player, that's for sure. Coach Willoughby, when I talked to him, compared him to Cam O'Connor of Tecumseh, which, Chuck, you got to look at before this game as the Arrows beat Piqua. They advance to a sectional final, and that is who the winner of this game is going to face. Sydney beat Tecumseh by 1 point in regular season down in New Carlisle. Jaden Swiger had a buzzer beater in that game. Cam O'Connor scored 24 points in that game, though, and Coach Willoughby said how good of a player he is. And we're seeing the same from Lebanon's Cam O'Connor. Sydney will have the ball again coming out of this timeout. But before then, Myers Tavern is a favorite of the home crowd in Bakken's and those who visit them from towns all around. Myers Tavern at 303 North Main in Bakken's is known at noon tonight for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast begins at 6 a.m. The omelets are popular starters. Terrific strip loin steak dinners are only $14.50. Myers Tavern is proud to be a local casual hangout Hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Inbounds pass taken away by Lebanon. 16 seconds left. Could be a heck of a finish here. Whip it for the Warriors. On the right wing is Dunning. Dunning goes inside. There's a foul. He looked for Cook. And Cook was fouled. Picking up the foul is Mitchell Davis. 9.9 seconds left. So Lebanon in the last minute and 20 seconds has done a terrific job to get into position here to tie this game up. Cook heading to the free throw line. 4-2. 9.9 seconds left again. First free throw up. Off the back of the rim. No good. Second one coming up. Again, Sydney ahead 52-50 over the Warriors. Got some substitutions coming in now. Cook getting ready to go back to the free throw line again. Just a 40% free throw shooter this year. He's dribbling. Second shot up. Rolls around and falls in. And we have a whistle blown. It is a timeout by Sydney coach John Willoughby. 9.9 seconds left. Full timeout. We'll stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 1 point lead for Sydney. After those pair of free throws by Cook were split 52-51, 9.9 seconds left. This again is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone.
Well, Sydney's been having trouble inbounding the ball against this pressure full court. You got to get it in. You got to be strong. Don't get, if you get tied up, it's a Sydney arrow. So that's your advantage. If you don't have anybody to throw it to, protect it, get tied up, and you still bring the ball back in.
And I'm sure that's probably what Coach Willoughby is telling the Yellow Jackets right now, and they will try to get that done with 9.9 seconds left, clinging to a 1 point lead. They were ahead by 8 a minute and 20 seconds ago, and they led by as many as 11 earlier in this fourth quarter. It looked like they could be on their way to pulling away, but Lebanon finishing strong after a strong start. If the Warriors do lose this game, they're going to be looking back at those middle corners in the first part of the fourth quarter as what cost them the contest. Very slow stretch there for them, but they're hot now and they're in striking distance. Reynolds will be throwing the inbounds pass after this timeout. And here we go. 9.9 seconds. Sydney on top by one. They get it into Vordermark. Vordermark dribbling and he's fouled. It was Zane Dunning that picked up the foul.
Good switch by Coach Willoughby because they were putting all four down and inbounding the ball, which brought all the defense down. That time he put two people on the other half side of half court, and it opened up so where they could set a screen and go get the basketball.
8.2 seconds left, about a second and a half, drained off the clock. Vordermark at the line for two. He gets the first to go, nothing but net. Second one coming up. Big one here is that would make it a three-point game and force the Warriors to shoot a three. And boy, if that's the case, you know who to double team or try to keep it out of the hands of, and that's O'Connor.
Yeah, I think maybe if you get under 5 seconds, you foul.
Second free throw, no good. It's a two-point game. Lebanon racing down, 5 seconds of counting left, and there is a timeout by Lebanon coach Nathan Shivington, former Fairborn coach. I know you guys were talking about him in regular season. Or excuse me, in the pregame show.
Yeah.
And the clock stopped with 4 seconds left, so Coach Shivington will try to draw up a play here. It is a two-point game. 53-51 lead for Sydney over Lebanon. 4 seconds left. Two-pointer ties it. Three-pointer gives the Warriors the win.
Boy, this has been just a slide by Sydney. They just really struggled getting the ball up the floor against this pressure. They turned it six times in the first half. They turned it seven times in the second half, and four of them here in the fourth quarter.
And it was a bad about 15-second span for them about a minute and 15 seconds ago when O'Connor hit a long three, and there was a quick turnover and another basket for Lebanon. That was in about a 15-second stretch. It was an 8-point lead, and that cut it down to three, and it's been a close game ever since then. Lebanon has come as close as one. Miles Vordermark just split a pair of free throws to make it a 2-point game. Sydney coming out of the timeout now, and here comes Lebanon. 4 seconds left. Sydney on top, 53-51. We'll have a two-minute radio station break at the conclusion of the game. If the game ends here, could be heading to overtime. We'll see what happens. Lebanon with it. They get the ball into Cook. Cook, top of the key, pulls up, jumper. It's good. Three. It's a three. Lebanon wins. Tough loss for Sydney. 54-53 victory for the Lebanon Warriors. But what a shot.
Hey, guys. Hey, hey, hey.
By Kyle Cook. And the Warriors are celebrating right in front of us. Obviously, understandably for them, very excited after that tremendous comeback. Wow, what an ending there, Chuck. That was a tremendous shot. I wasn't sure. I, again, didn't have a good vantage point if it was inside or outside. It was right on the van. What did you see?
Yeah, one of my pet peeves, he caught the ball. He took two steps, moved both feet to get behind the arc. Never dribbled to me. That's a travel. They never call it when you get ready to shoot a three-pointer. But he was behind the arc, and give him credit. Boy, what a comeback.
It was. Lebanon was down by 8 points with about a minute 25 left. They come back and beat Sydney 54-51. Very tough loss for the Yellow Jackets, who entered 18-4 overall. They were Miami Valley League champions, sole Miami Valley League champions, with 16-2 in MVL play. But Lebanon comes in and gets the upset tournament win. The Warriors go to 10-13 overall on the year, and they advance to play Tecumseh in a second-round game here in Vandalia on Tuesday. Sydney finishes the year 18-5 overall, and the Yellow Jackets will lose four seniors to graduation, including Jaden Swiger, who averaged 16 points per game this year for them. They'll also lose Landon Davis, Jack Davidson, and Jaden Scherer, but they'll have a good group coming back. And speaking of coming back, we are going to take a two-minute radio station break here. When we come back, we will have your Clancy's Stars of the Game, and we will recap this 54-53 win for Lebanon over Sydney. We'll be back on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
And welcome back to Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'm Brian Billing, and for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee, a comeback 54-53 win for Lebanon over Sydney here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. And we thank our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, TC Sporting Goods, Realty 2000, and Sydney Piqua Troy Body Car Star. Tonight's anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com are American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, price right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance, equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors in the last several months include Family Resource Center, based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna, receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. The Cell Phone Shop on Harshman Plaza on Harshman Road, south of Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities in six states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. And Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna. Make your life easy at home or at the campground with a straight legal golf cart from Brunson. 54-53, Lebanon upsets Sydney. The Warriors were down 8 with about a minute 30 to play, but they are able to rally and earn a win. What a game it was, and this is why the tournament is such an exciting thing, and you can never count anybody out. And we're here with your Clancy's stars of the game is Chuck.
Well, if you take a look, Lebanon scored 30 points through the first three quarters. They scored 24 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, they just really turned it on. They got 20 points from Cam O'Connor and 19 from Kyle Cook. I can't divide them up, so they're both going to get Clancy's for Lebanon.
Yes.
On the other side, Sydney scored 17 in the fourth quarter, just not quite enough. Jaden Swigert, last game for the Yellow Jackets, he made it a good one. He scored 20, and he is the Clancy's player of the game for the Yellow Jackets.
Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags.
Did
and
you
I just
get it
really
or
love
no?
them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back to Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center. I'm Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McPhee. Jack will be back. We thank him for doing the first half here tonight. Right. He'll be back for a full game on Friday as he and Chuck will have Sydney,
Christian,
yep, Layman Catholic, Sydney Layman Catholic, yep, taking on the Troy Christian Eagles in a Division IV sectional opener at Garby Gymnasium. And I tell you, Chuck, that should be an interesting one. That was a, I think, 19-point victory for Troy Christian the first time those two teams played, and Three River Conference play this year. But Layman just beat Troy Christian by 9 in Sydney last weekend. So, wow, intriguing matchup now. Yeah. That one coming up on Friday. And then on Saturday, Jack and Chuck will have two Division IV district semifinals, as they call them now, at Sydney Girls District Semifinals. Fort Laramie will be taking on Houston in the second game. Houston beat Mississinewa Valley tonight to advance to that one. And then it's Rushi Botkins playing for the third time this year in the other one. And then you're also going to have Anna taking on Waynesville in a Division III district semifinal from Covington on Sunday evening. 54-53 win for Lebanon over Sydney. The Warriors come back from 8 down in the last 90 seconds to earn this win. And Kyle Cook, tremendous shot there, close to the line, but it counted as a three-pointer. I had it on video, couldn't quite tell what it was, and as Chuck, as you said, it's very close in that situation. At the very least, it would have been going to overtime anyway, because it was a nothing-but-net shot. They call it a three, game over. And as you said, it's one that that you know the Yellow Jackets will be thinking about for a yep. long time there, having an eight-point lead with about 90 seconds left and not being able to hold on to.
Yeah, I mean, you see Swagger, he just walked out, Jim, tears in his eyes. It's boy, when a senior and they lose that last game that they're ever going to play for the Yellow Jackets in that manner, that's a hard one. That's something they're going to remember for a while, and it hurts for a while, too.
It does. And again, Swiger is one of, who was our Clancy's star of the game for Sydney, is one of four seniors. The Yellow Jackets will also lose Landon Davis, Jack Davidson, and Jaden Schurer to graduation. Jaden Schurer, Curly they call him. They loved it when he came in off the bench and would knock down some threes this year. But still, you can't take anything away from the Yellow Jackets for what they did this year, finishing 18-5 overall. They won, had sole possession of the overall Miami Valley League title, and Swagger was the lone returnee this year. Right. That group had a nice JV season last year, but as you know, that doesn't mean it's going to translate to varsity. They far exceeded everybody's expectations and won the overall MVL title.
Anybody that knows John Willoughby and has watched him coach for as long as I have, if anybody undersells his basketball teams, they don't know what they're talking about. He's going to get the best out of them, and they got the best out of them tonight.
They absolutely did. And again, just a terrific game by Lebanon. We mentioned they played a lot of Eastern Cincinnati Conference teams close this year. Beat a 15-win Winton Woods team. I believe that was on February 1st, 15 days ago. You see their ability to not tonight. Yep. They've got size. They've got a 6'7" senior in Andrew Cleaver who can knock down three-pointers. And Kyle Cook, Coach Willoughby told me he was going to be a matchup problem. He definitely was, and he was able to hit the game winner for the Warriors, who go to 10-13 overall, and they will take on Tecumseh here in a sectional final on Tuesday and Vandalia. So, again, congratulations to Sydney for a great regular season. Right. Again, 18-5 overall. And despite losing those four seniors, they've got a nice core to build around. Sam Reynolds, their leading scorer coming back, a junior, as well as junior Miles Vordermark, freshman Julius Bradling, and sophomore Mitchell Davis. So nice core right there to build around. Yep. To try to have a good run next year.
Yeah, that's such a tough loss, but great season, and John Willoughby does as good a job as anybody in the area coaching basketball.
Thanks again for listening here on scoresbroadcast.com, and thanks again for listening to on our simulcast radio station by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, and we thank Derek for running the board back at the station. Thank you, Jack, for covering the first half for us play-by-play-wise, and again, thank you, Chuck, on-site engineering, and the best analysis you'll find anywhere in Ohio high school broadcasting.
Well,
I say that. Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Again, Jack and Chuck back on the air Friday. Layman takes on Troy Christian in a Division IV opener in Pick 1. Till then, thanks for listening on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.